Let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life. Kick it.
You got it. Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon here with Jim Crone and Juliana Barbagelata. And
it rolls off the tip of your tongue now. I love it.
Well, of course, I practice.
Did you notice he got your designation and your position?
And title, yeah.
I love it.
It's almost like he sees me up here more often.
Maybe. It could be. Kelly Lynn.
Yes.
What are we doing now?
Let's talk
to Jim.
Yes.
What do you think? Farmer Jim.
We are talking to Farmer Jim. Farmer Jim actually has some really good knowledge.
Yeah, he's got eggs too.
Yeah.
I'm excited about those eggs. So we have we got a couple early 50s. Tony and Rhonda currently estimate their estate at $12 million. Ever since they came into the money in probably around 2016, they really haven't had much of a planning problem as far as estate. They were younger. They were, you know, the wealth was well within the estate tax exemptions that we've, you know, the very large exemptions that we've had. Things are changing, though.
Things are.
And they're getting older, and Tony's dad is, you know, and his father, him and his father, probably looking to sell the business. So you've got a very large, you know, transaction going there. His dad said, hey, go look at some life insurance. And they're kind of like, okay, how's life insurance affecting my estate issues? So I brought in somebody who knows life insurance.
Not me.
Yeah. But you're learning things.
Yeah.
Tell me
where's the connection?
What is the connection? How can this help their estate problems?
So, let's start with the facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
The facts are state tax law was adjusted in 2017 and written such a way that by the end of 2025, the default is that there's going to go from a big exemption to a smaller one. They're going to essentially cut that exemption in half.
And we're like at 13 plus million per person. Per person. So combined, that's a
big number. Right.
Yeah. And then right now they're fine because, you
know. That's right. But the default is we're going to move that from where it is to something that's going to essentially cut it in half.
Right.
So that now brings into the conversation potentially many more people who are in this particular situation in a relatively young, the assets are likely to continue to grow.
Exactly.
They're not likely to die anytime soon.
Hopefully,
And that's really at the crux of this genesis of the issue that I keep having more and more conversations about. Mm-hmm. And when we enter into conversations with clients that are interested in the purchase of a larger life insurance policies, we want to be sure we bring this idea into their sphere.
Okay.
Right? So it starts with recognition that when you look at your assets, you add them all up in your head and you can think of a business, a home, a 401k, but we can, if you personally own life insurance, that just adds to your estate. Mm-hmm. And when we have conversations, there is a simple fix. The most simple way to set up a life insurance policy is to have it owned by an irrevocable life insurance trust that is technically that's now set up outside of the individual or couple's estate.
Yeah, it's its own entity.
That's right. Its own entity. It's got rules and regs. It's got a trustee that manages that potentially on top of other assets that are in the trust. But the concept is that's actually one of the more simple ways to move an asset or set up an asset rather than subdividing in a home or property values or anything like that. That's a whole lot more complicated than the simple structure of having a life insurance policy owned in an irrevocable trust. Mm-hmm. So in this particular situation, it happened that this gentleman not only had a decent-sized estate that's going to be growing, but he actually had been paying into a life insurance policy. That was sort of the crux of the starting of our conversation. He got tired of paying large premiums into a existing big mutual company's whole life policy asked us to have this chat about how do you address that.
Oh, yeah.
And we then started to figure out and say, well, it one is in your estate. So we started down that path and said the simple way is to set up a trust. And then we ended up having a lot more color and conversation by adding the planner, the estate tax attorney, or the attorney who drafted these documents. And we ended up in a situation where we were able to gift the policy as it is today into the trust because of we have large exemptions today that didn't have any effect on anything. And then we made other adjustments so that his current his life insurance that was in his estate has now been set up outside of his estate.
Okay.
And it has a perpetual funding, meaning it's got its own source for funds of paying the annual premiums. And it now is much better set up for him and his family so that these assets are outside of his estate forever
so
now.
So he fixed two issues. He removed a large portion of his assets, or decent portion of his assets from his estate.
That's right.
And he eliminated the cash flow that he was having to direct towards
That's exactly
the
right.
Okay.
That's right. And when you dig in and go a little layer, a couple layers deeper, a lot of questions came out about, okay, well, all right, so if my estate is X and it has a estate tax burden at some point in the future, how in the world does the life insurance honed outside of my estate make sense? How do I square
those?
How's
that going to help me?
Yeah, where does that help? And where we ended up with, it's not just me, but this is a logical way of, you know, the liquidity of a life insurance policy triggered on obviously a terrible event is the value that is able to then be transferred. So if we now have a trust that's full of liquid cash because of a death, and we have an existing estate that's got an estate tax burden, there is a way where you can move the assets under an arm's length transaction between the estate and the trust, where the trust with liquid cash purchases, let's just make an argument, that you purchase, if you got $2 million in a trust, because of life insurance proceeds, and one of your assets is listed at $2 million, make it a house.
Yeah.
You can make a simple transaction between the house, the estate, and the trust so that liquidity goes to the estate, and then therefore it's there for paying tax. And the asset now is owned by the trust, which has its own set of beneficiaries.
Correct. Right.
So that would be one avenue where these pieces kind of all come in and flavor and help to answer the bigger question of, I keep hearing about this estate tax law change. What impact does that have on me?
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely coming into play a lot more now with that sunset happening next year, or possibly still happening.
You see a lot
year.
More popular press about
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
whereas
and it's,
a few
we're feeling
years
that
ago,
question a lot more
still
now.
Still had a lot more room with the estate tax exemption versus now.
Yeah, what's the saying? You know, what goes around comes around. Back in the day when I first got started, the exemption was $600,000.
Oh, wow.
Per person. That tells you how long I've been doing it.
Yeah. You sell Abraham?
I didn't know him personally.
Oh, okay. Just this insurance guy?
Yeah. So.
I got you. Well, I mean, things do change, and in order to take advantage or manage them better, you have to keep up on all your options, right?
That's so right. You know, and that's a great point. I actually saw something before this recent 2017 tax law change. The estate tax as a tax, whether it was called the estate tax or something else, that thing has been put in and repealed more times than you can imagine.
Yeah,
so to your point, change is the only thing that we know is going to stay
constant.
The same.
Yeah, the only constant is
and
change.
And so the broader topic, though, is do we have any sense that our government is going to affect the default, right? The default is the estate tax is going to go up. And the question is there an arm swell or a groundswell of people that say, no, we don't want to. I mean, the point is there's going to have to be to change the default is going to have to take a major effort. And I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right.
Interesting.
Well, there you go. Kelly Lynn, you got anything else to cover
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I think we're good with that one.
Jim gives a complete answer every single time.
I love that. Why do you think I hire him for the show?
You hired him. Wow.
Yeah, wait, he gets paid.
The show now has its own farmer because Kelly Lynn hired him. Good deal.
Well, you know.
Welcome, Jim.
Glad to be here.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit that question mailbag, clear a couple of those out. You are listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.